Welcome back to the Nerd Level Tech AI Cast, where we dive deep into the digital ocean to bring you the pearls of technology. I'm Alex.
And I'm Jamie. Today, we're on an epic quest into the realms of Unity game development, from prototyping all the way to production.
That's right, Jamie. Unity's versatility has made it a top choice for developers, powering games from indie to AAA titles. It's like the Swiss Army knife of game engines.
So, if Unity were a superhero, it'd be...
Definitely a shapeshifter. It adapts to 2D, 3D, AR, VR, you name it.
Shapeshifting, huh? Cool. But for a newbie like me, where does this journey begin?
Great question. It starts with understanding Unity's core architecture. You have the editor layer, where all the magic happens visually. Then there's the runtime layer, that's the engine core. And finally, the scripting layer, where your C# scripts bring everything to life.
Hold up, you lost me at editor layer. Can you break that down a bit?
Absolutely. Imagine the editor layer as your canvas, where you're painting scenes with assets and prefabs, designing the world your players will explore.
Got it. So it's where I'd spend hours obsessing over whether my trees look realistic enough?
Exactly. Now, once you've got your scene set up, it's time to breathe some life into it with scripts. That's where the scripting layer comes in.
Speaking of scripts, I heard about making a player controller. That sounds like a rite of passage in game development.
It is. Let's say we're making a game called Space Runner. You'd start by adding a cube as your player, and then write a simple script to control its movement. It's a bit like teaching your cube to dance.
A dancing cube in space, love it. But how do I make sure it doesn't just float away?
That's where physics come into play. You attach a rigid body component to your cube, and voila, it obeys the laws of physics. You can control its speed, make it jump, or even collide with other objects.
Physics, got it. But how do I keep my game from becoming a laggy mess?
Ah, the age-old quest for performance. Unity has powerful tools like the Profiler window. It helps you find what's slowing down your game, whether it's too many scripts running or too many objects on screen.
So it's like a detective tool for game performance.
Precisely. And don't forget, testing is key. Unity's test framework lets you automate tests, catching bugs early in the game, pun intended.
I see what you did there, but all this testing and optimizing must be a lot to manage, especially for bigger projects.
It can be, which is why Unity supports continuous integration tools. Imagine every time you make a change, it automatically builds and tests your game. It's like having a robotic assistant.
I could use one of those in my life. Now, I've heard horror stories about security in games. How does Unity handle that?
Unity takes security seriously. You can encrypt sensitive data, validate game logic on the server for multiplayer games, and even obfuscate your code to protect it from prying eyes.
Wow, Unity really does have everything covered. From creating your world and characters to making sure they're safe from the villains of the internet.
That's a perfect way to put it. And remember, Unity is constantly evolving. Keeping up with the latest features and best practices is key to mastering Unity game development.
Speaking of evolving, I feel like I've just leveled up in my Unity knowledge. Thanks, Alex.
Anytime, Jamie. And thank you to all our listeners for diving into the world of Unity with us today. Don't forget to hit subscribe for more nerdy explorations into the tech universe.
Until next time, keep coding, keep creating, and stay nerdy.
And maybe one day, Jamie's Dancing Cube will get its own game.
Hey, Dancing Cube Adventures could be a hit. You never know.